You
He's
know?
well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Hold on. Let's not get too excited.
Yeah, I'll try not to blow the load too soon.
Just pull back. I hear like if you pinch your dick head or something,
I
just
heard
kind
what you do is you take two of your fingers
of.
and
We are live.
Okay, well, I haven't
We
shared
are
it
live.
yet. No one's on it yet, right?
We are live. That was really
I'm keeping
good.
that on the YouTube for
That was
sure.
really
For sure.
I really liked that one.
Yeah, you can do. I mean, you can do whatever you want for the YouTube.
You take two of your fingers.
And oh my god.
Well, yeah.
Well, I loved that. All right.
Do we got any intro music today?
We do have intro music today. Same music, but we're. I think we reach out to more friends. So let's get that going. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program. We are live on a Saturday sports program with your boys. Derek on TSPN, Dirk Cousins, Home Run Jack. Man, we're here. We've never left. We've always been here. Sean's always been a part of the show. And Jody and the Fosters has always been the intro music, and that's never been different, ever. Jody and the Fosters, that's a little band out of this area, Lewiston. Just a little shout out to Asher Erickson. They're good. This is a good band. You know what I like about this is you can just play it, you know, you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, you can't.
That's the best part.
It is. Very
for
nice
sure.
Thing.
And it's a slapper. It's a bona fide slapper.
It is. I like it a lot.
Like that.
A lot of fun.
Dart.
And I have it set up to where I can fade that in and out very nicely. I got rid of those soundboard, one of those soundboards that I was using. So I don't have any more feedback or anything anymore either. Like, we're really shaping up here.
Yeah, where'd that feedback go?
It's gone, bud.
It's gone, guys, bud.
It's gone, bud. I watched Bridesmaids for the first time yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You tell.
You know what? That's actually a pretty funny movie. That's good. Actually a pretty funny movie. And
I heard it's good.
And I had never seen it. And I'll probably never see it again. But I watched it finally. I liked it. It was good.
I watched it when it came out and I liked it. And I don't really watch any movie twice.
I have actually a rotation.
I have that. My yearly rotation is The Office and Parks and Rec. I mean, that's.
So that's TV. That's not movies.
That's. I can't do that. TV shows I cannot watch more than once.
What? I've also been watching The Hunters, but this isn't a TV show.
How is The Hunters? How is The Hunters? Before we get into sports, how's The Hunters?
The Hunters is excellent. Do you like The Boys?
I love The Boys. I raved about The Boys, and I finished The Boys like the first weekend it came out.
So I personally feel like it's in the same vein as The Boys, except for instead of hunting superheroes, they're hunting Nazis. But the cast is good. It's actually so easy to forget how good of an actor Al Pacino is, and then you watch this and you're like, man, Al Pacino was a really good actor.
Yeah, Al Pacino slaps.
He's good, man. He's a good actor. That was De Niro.
De Niro.
Same guy in my heart.
They've always been. They never have been different. Like Jessica Chastain and Dallas Bryce Howard, same person.
Oh, but no.
Anyway, The Hunters is good. Highly recommend. You know what else I highly recommend? The XFL.
Wow.
Like that?
The transition was flawless.
Hey, XFL, good stuff. I'm actually still genuinely enjoying it. Do we know at this point, is the NFL investing in this at all?
Yep. I don't think so, are they?
Or at least backing it, or the reason why I ask is because we've heard about it being like kind of like a spring training or the G League or whatever for NFL.
That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you back or fund something that's already fully backed and fully funded.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, you know,
I mean, it was the first time too, though.
Right.
ESPN's on board this time, though, and I think that's what's the big game changer, right? Like, ESPN's fully on board with the XFL.
I'm scared, though. I'm scared that's not going to – if you look at those stadiums, they're not
– No. No. They're not full. But also, I mean, we also just heard that lots of stadiums are not going to be very full for a little while. Multiple events. I mean, last I heard, they don't even know if they're going to do WrestleMania. There's a chance that WrestleMania might not even be live, like in front of people.
They'll still do it?
I think they would. I don't know. I just feel like they would take away. Do you guys remember? I mean, I don't know if you guys watched it or remember years ago during the Super Bowl. The WWE did a halftime show that was just one match, and it was The Rock and it was The Rock versus Mankind in an empty stadium. Do you remember that?
I remember when it happened. I didn't watch it. I do remember it happening.
So I watched it, and I mean, it's a great match. It's actually that match that's pretty infamous for being one of the ones where they changed the chair shot rules, because that's that match where The Rock just freaking laid into him with that chair shot, like to the head, like over and over and over again. It's a ton. So it's pretty infamous. But one thing it's also infamous for is feeling really weird without having anybody there. It's just two dudes like beating the crap out of each other. You need the energy of the crowd. I don't know. I think live events would be weird without being there. But then again, I also don't want to go to a live event and get a virus and get
sick. You can just pipe in some crowd noise. I mean, the Falcons got caught for doing that a couple of years ago.
They could do better idea. Green screen, use the crowd from like WCW versus NWO, which is just like
from the video.
Like from video games. Like
the old Madden crowds.
I agree.
They have signs that just say, suck it. Like 316, you know, like and it's the same sound like that.
And like every seventh person has the same sign.
And every seventh person's the same person.
Well, that's why. That's why they got the same sign.
They're the clones.
That'd be cool. Yeah, man, those clones love wrestling.
But you know what XFL team has been doing really well, and that's the Battle Hawks, baby. Because St. Louis loves them some football.
That's yeah.
They even was it you that posted the article, Sean, about how they opened the upper deck of the stadium back?
Yep.
So there you go.
Did we decide that if that's the official team of sports program?
Oh, it is.
It is. I mean, because it's two against one for now.
Yeah, you can like the Renegades all you want, but we don't give a fuck.
Well, I care.
Yeah, I care too.
I haven't been playing. playing any video games lately, so I'm planning on moving. I have the two TVs in the living room right now to just, you know, play video games while I was watching shows. But now I'm moving it back into this room so that I can watch stuff while we're doing this again. Like I miss it. I miss those days.
Like, because I'm watching the XFL game right now.
Well, I'll actually be in St. Louis in April, so it'd be cool if the season was still going on, because I'm going for work.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time. The tickets aren't very expensive. I think the Seattle bucks. Yeah, the Seattle Dragons tickets. I have a buddy that bought the home season tickets for like
– They gave them to him for free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like $400, right?
Yeah, and then you can just go make your own jersey.
Yeah.
You have to design it in Madden 04.
You design it in Madden 04 and you just take it to your local print shop.
Or you take it to Artbeat in Lewiston.
You just gotta go find some like old, like shitty Celtic dragon at like a Goodwill.
I'm gonna bring it to Artbeat in Lewiston so they airbrush it like those old Hot August Nights t-shirts.
Yes.
Remember those? Those are cool. For those of you who listen to this show or watch the show who are not from this area, I'm sorry, but boy, you are missing out on some sweet t-shirts.
Yeah, and some great references. I mean, if you don't get our references, I mean, fuck you, but
yeah, it's the one.
Boy, they're bad shirts. No,
they're not good shirts.
They're not, though. They're not good looking, and they're not cool. And they're all white, you know, just white t-shirts. So instantly a color I don't wear because I look like Moby Dick in white t-shirts.
So. Yeah. That's hot.
The one with Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
Okay. On the topic of...
Go ahead. I was just saying, I harpoon you!
I love that movie. Yeah,
that's a movie.
So XFL.
Yeah.
The Renegades Baby Blue is awful, and I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that there's a team called the Renegades. Oh, and Landry Jones is hurt, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No.
He's out at least 2 weeks, which he was already out a week, so it's like,
yeah.
One of the guys they're clearly pushing as one of their stars. Yeah. Stars.
I think they need to let him go. Everybody.
Yeah, I think someone should smother him to heaven.
Yeah.
In his sleep.
Okay.
That's sad.
Did you
no, it's fine. That's not a real place.
Did you guys know about the footballs? That was something in my notes that I took. I guess, you know how they all have their own footballs?
Yeah.
You can have them as deflated as you want.
Right. There's, yeah, it's your choice how deflated your footballs are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I thought was crazy. It was one of the games last weekend. They were like, one of the announcers or one of the sideline interviewees was like, check out the ball, and they like squished the ball, and they're like, this has no air in it.
Well, why did that ever matter?
Ask the NFL.
Because there's rules in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because there's rules.
I think if everyone can do it, why not, you know?
I agree. But then, yeah. Then there still has to be some, like, threshold, right?
I think a little deflated shouldn't be a big deal.
No.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either. So then it leads me to think maybe in like 4 years we'll get like a 46-year-old, 47-year-old Tom Brady coming to the league. Just loving them footballs.
Maybe it's the next what's the 3-on-3 or
the big three?
The big three. Maybe it's the next big three where you just have all these aged quarterbacks and stuff come in.
Yeah. And they're just 3-on-3 on the football field.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Oh, so let me ask you, would you rather go to one of the XFL games or go watch an arena football game?
Oh, I thought you were going to say or go watch the big three because the arena football doesn't exist anymore.
Well, no, but there's the indoor football league.
Is there?
I thought that was still a thing.
The Spokane Shock are back, actually.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, it actually just happened.
They nasty. That's awesome.
Yeah, I actually
– nasty.
I think they play in Spokane Arena even.
I like that. I would still probably rather go watch an XFL game. It seems fun to me, especially if it was in St. Louis. If it was in Seattle, I'd rather. If you said go to Seattle and watch the Dragons, or go to Spokane and watch the Shock, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to Spokane.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and warm.
Yeah, and you're near.
So what if it's St. Louis playing against the Dragons?
Well, then let's go to fucking Seattle, baby. We got to hawk up. That's what we call it.
Yeah, we have since the beginning.
Boys got to go. We gotta hawk up.
I think American Dad did a really funny bit about indoor football or arena football, and it was like, you don't like the team? They're the best team in the league, and they're 4 wins and like 7 losses. They have the best record in the league.
Which doesn't even like make sense. No. Someone's got to be getting the wins.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, depending on how many teams, like if there's I don't know how to do the math there, but I mean, it's possible if there's a lot of teams.
700 teams.
If there was a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there was a lot of teams, which there's not, there's like 12.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
I would rather watch the big three over the XFL.
Oh, for sure. Me too.
They're filling up stadiums.
Is that the basketball, old basketball players?
Yeah, it's the Ice Cube League.
It's still going though, right? It is still a thing.
Yeah, I think we'll have season three this year.
Yeah, the Killer Threes.
The Killer Threes. Also, yeah, they have cool team names. They have cooler team names.
I love the team names because it was like they're like, all right, we need to name teams. Should we have a cool African-American come in and name all these teams? And they're like, no, let's get a bunch of dads to come in and name every single one of these teams. And they're like, are you sure? And they're like, yes, the whitest dad. He has to be wearing New Balances. And
yeah, white New Balances, not the cool ones that sponsor Kawhi.
White New Balances with long white crew socks and shorts. Khaki shorts.
Yes.
Name all the teams.
If you don't know the name, Sean, well, I'll just spit off of a couple of them.
Yeah, please.
We have the Killer Threes. We have the Ball Hogs, who have the coolest logo ever. It's a green pig holding a basketball. Wearing a jersey and a headband. The Ghost Ballers, which is also a ghost holding a basketball with a headband. The Aliens, no pun at all, just we're the aliens. The Triplets.
Ooh.
And the three-headed monsters.
Yeah. Also, in case you missed that, Sean, because you can't see a picture, but the Killer Threes is a pun for the Killer Bees.
Oh, what? Okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
How would you know that? Well, you have to see the logo, right?
Yeah, if you're a blind person, you haven't gotten the joke.
Yeah, okay, well, good. I'm glad that you filled me in, because I heard that name, and I was like, okay, I'm going to look it up right now.
Oh, here, I got one better for you. We can do this.
We screen share.
We're going to screen share this.
You can.
Well, I need to make it to where you can as well.
Okay. I am looking at them, but I can't. Yeah, share them as well.
Yeah, the Ball Hogs is the best one.
I don't know, man. The Aliens is pretty just straightforward, and I like how the top of the head's a basketball.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, my internet's working a little slow.
I guess I could get into this.
Yeah, it is fun.
It's got a lot of people I like. Like, I'm a huge Captain Jack guy. Like, Steven Jackson's always been my boy. I think they just did a better job of getting people where, like, I'd still want to see that guy play basketball. And it's been working.
Yeah.
I don't.
There you go.
Yeah, founded in 2017. I don't see anything about it being canceled.
There you go. This is what we're going to love about Zoom. By the way, this show is brought to you by Zoom.us. We're using it for podcasting. How cool is that? So here's the logo for the Killer Threes.
There's Captain Jack right there in the middle. There's my baby, Captain Jack, and Chauncey. And Chauncey, baby.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, that Killer's Threes, I do not like this. I don't like it.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite jersey in the game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's so clean. Yellow and black.
No, go down to the alien with the basketball head. It's on the left.
Alien. Keep
going right
this one. Oh, yeah.
Look at that. The basketball.
That's pretty cool.
And they're not trying to put on some pun. They're aliens.
They're just aliens. And okay, I like it.
We're getting into some different pictures there though. That was good.
now we're just looking at other stuff, and that's kind of nice.
I know that we can start a whole new show where it's just three guys looking at the internet.
I saw a killer well at some point down there.
Is this Google Images? Oh, well, okay. Maybe we could turn the filter off for the nudie stuff. God
damn it. Were you able to record this?
Oh, you already know.
You were, though.
I was, though.
Even though I didn't give you permission, it still let you do it. That's good.
Listen, I can do whatever I want.
And just in case if you have to be a co-host to share screen, I made it to where you're all co-hosts now. I just have to remember to do that on every single one. A little behind the scenes, everybody. No big deal. No big whoop.
No big deal. We just let you in, and who else is giving you this kind of access? Am I right?
And what we want you guys to feel like you're a part of it.
And you are.
But you're not.
you can be a part of it soon if you play – if you do our bracket challenge, our tournament challenge, which we will be bringing back.
That was fun. All of our challenges are fun. The pigskin pick'em's fun. The bracket challenge is fun. You didn't do it this year, but the playoff challenge was fun. So that was a good time. I won. So it was great.
I will do it again. I will do it again.
You won. Yeah, you won.
It was just a good way for me to – it was just a good way for me to – yeah.
I just realized that I shouldn't even have played any players the first week.
Just get that multiplier, baby.
Well, that's what I was. I didn't think. I didn't know.
That's why you come back year two and you're good to go.
You don't play anybody from Wild Card Weekend. That's what you don't do.
No, because no one from Wild Card Weekend statistically ever makes the Super Bowl anymore. Well, it used to be someone from Wild Card Weekend always made it.
Why didn't you tell me?
I thought I did.
Yeah, for the last how long has it been now since the Wild Card teams are in a bit of a dry spell here?
I think it's I want to say it's been like 6 years.
Yeah, who was the last Wild Card team to make the Super Bowl?
I don't know. We can probably go to the internet.
I'm Googling it right now.
Is this a segue into the NFL?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was our 5 seconds on college basketball. And next.
There's not much right now. I am watching Duke and
talking about March Madness. So.
I am watching Duke and North Carolina right now.
Okay.
The Eagles.
I got hot and then I got cold.
Duke is not good this year. Not as good.
No, Duke, North Carolina. The ACC in general to me is just down.
Yeah.
But it's been only Big 12 for me this year so far. Baylor, Kansas, they've been the cream of the crop. Obviously, Gonzaga's regular season good. I don't care what people say. You'll never convince me that they're a team that's going to be like the team going into the tournament. And I will not be swayed.
No. And Coach K was a little salty the other day.
He was salty?
He was salty about being not very good the other day.
What did he say?
I don't watch.
I'm looking for it.
I don't watch much college b-ball. But I did see some coach freak out, and it was he was mad. But I don't know if it's the same coach.
No, I don't know. The funniest one this year was when Roy Williams for North Carolina was just like, yeah, we're not good. Probably the worst team I've ever coached here. I was like, that's got to be harsh to be a player on that team. But those two teams are actually playing right now, North Carolina and Duke. And, yeah, I haven't seen North Carolina be this bad maybe ever. Or at least since the Roy Williams era started. But they just play Duke well. Like, that's the thing is when North Carolina plays Duke, that game earlier this season was a nail-biter. It came down to that overtime final shot. West Virginia beating Baylor, that's good for West Virginia. They were slumping pretty hard over the last month. They were a ranked team. At one point, even a top 10 team, and they've completely fallen off the map. So they bounced back by beating the number 4 team in the country. That just shows the Big 12 is pretty nasty top to bottom. I don't know. Yeah, I never heard anything about the Coach K situation, but
I'm pulling it up.
I'm sure he was just like, yeah, we could be better. They're still 12 in the country. They only have 6 losses. Like, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
There has been some teams that have underachieved this year, obviously North Carolina, Duke being 2 of them, but Oregon's another. They've been a top 5 team at certain points, and now they're as low as 13. This is a weird year. We have Dayton is number 3, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, Gonzaga and Dayton our top 4 teams.
All right, here's the
Baylor closing out the regular season at West Virginia. Baylor 2-2 since starting 24-1, being ranked number 1 for 5 weeks. Davion Mitchell to Matthew Mayer. Baylor up 9. 9-0 run to start the game. Just a few minutes later, Emmett Matthew Jr., top of the key. 9-0 run for West Virginia.
I wanted to watch that video. I didn't want to watch this whole thing.
McNeil contested 3. Mountaineers up by 8.
Oh, you wanted to watch the entire 2-minute West Virginia trailer or recap? That's great.
Yeah.
Huge fan. If my mom was watching, obviously go Mountaineers.
Got a win at Iowa State earlier this week, so gets back-to-back with UB, heading sure thing to be a
turn. Yeah, this did not go the way you expected.
How much do you want to bet that it does not do it?
Point favorite, Kenny White.
I have a distinct
in this one. West bench.
Fuck you, CBS. And then an ad. Okay.
What's the legality of us streaming something from CBS? Do we know?
Well, we don't make money.
They can come after me.
You're right.
We're not monetized.
We're gonna be.
We're gonna be because we're gonna start. We are going to. I have been thinking this over, and I want to talk to you guys about it eventually. But I'm thinking eventually we open a Patreon.
Yeah, I think we do. I'll put D-Picks on there.
Ooh! If you get a membership, you get some home run jack off.
Heck, I might throw some seed money in there to look at that tasty hog.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. A D-Pick could mean it.
He meant dinosaur picks.
No, well, I'm building a new deck, so it could be a pictures of my deck.
Are you building a deck though, for real?
I've heard he has a huge deck. It's a super nice deck.
God, I love this show.
This video sponsored by Rolling Rock
and Coors Light.
And
Belching Beaver.
That I purchased.
The better Beaver.
I purchased it. They didn't give it to me.
Same here.
You guys have Walgreens. You guys obviously have Walgreens, right?
Brought to you by Walgreens.
$4.99 for a six pack.
I want to start a show. I want to start a podcast where the whole show is me talking about Casper mattresses or AdamandEve.com, and then I have like 1 minute of just something that's different in between. Like, but it's like, Casper mattresses are so comfortable. Or like, AdamandEve.com, the best place for you to find dildos and whatever. You know, and then the 30-minute episode.
About how to manage your finances.
Yeah. And then at the very end of the video, it'll be like, so anyway, what you should do is the debt snowball. And be like, this show is brought to you by AdamandEve.com.
Yeah, it's like yeah, no. Have you listened to Derek's podcast? His financial wellness tips are great. You have to get through a lot of smut first, though.
He really likes AdamandEve.com. Yeah. A really good way to save your money is to not buy stuff from AdamandEve.com.
Anyways, let's talk about AdamandEve.com.
You would love what they have.
They have mounds and mounds and mounds of lube.
I've never been to AdamandEve.com, but I'm going to right now.
Never heard of it. I actually don't know what it is, so go on.
I'm pretty sure it's like,
oh,
is it good?
Can't share this on the
It went straight to it, huh?
Oh, it's straight on the front page,
bud. Well, we could do
it. Straight on the front page, bud.
we'll eventually share it on a more private on OnlyFans.com. Also, have you heard of OnlyFans.com? Best place to find.
Well, OnlyFans, tell me about it. You found some pretty. There's some pretty affordable content on there, right?
So good.
So at one point in time, this used to be a sports program.
I did. But now it's about AdamandEve.com.
Oh wow! I just saw your picture, Sean. Beautiful.
That's what exactly.
This is going to turn into an hour-long episode of me just apologizing to my mother, so that's great.
Oh, God, I love this show. All right. So
I like to imagine she's actually just like, this is rich.
I think this is one of the more interesting seasons for college basketball because some of those teams are in the top.
Well, it is. I haven't talked to this many people about how excited so many people are for the tournament. Because last year it was just like, hope Zion's healthy. Can't wait to watch Duke play and run through everybody. Now it's like, we don't know who's going to win on a night-in, night-out basis. Like, any of these number one or number two seeds could get swept or taken out in the first or second round.
Yep. And, man, I'm excited to hear all of the analysts, you know, when they start seeding these teams, you know. Because the analysts – I don't know what they're going to say this year. I'm genuinely intrigued in what they're going to say. Because I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of the rankings. It's way different than it has been, which I like.
Right.
I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's no time period where someone is safe in the top five. So I think today we saw it with Baylor, not a top five, but a top 10 team. Louisville just lost to 22 Virginia. This is where Virginia just starts to slap people in the mouth. because they're a defensive team. They're like, yeah, we're gonna, if we hold you to less than 60 points, less than 55 points, we're probably gonna win the game. And they held Louisville to 54 today.
And did North Carolina, they lost the first time they played Duke, right?
Barely. It was that overtime game. It was a really game to watch. But yeah, they're 13-17, and they're still gonna play Duke hard. Like, they might not play any other game well the whole rest of the year, but they'll play Duke hard.
Yeah, Duke is their March Madness. That's what matters.
Yeah, it probably would have been nice for them to win it twice, but yeah, that's not possible now. I mean, but if they get one of the two and they have a bad year, which they are having a terrible year, and they can at least say they beat Duke one of the two times they played them, yeah.
I wonder how much trouble I would get into for just streaming a game while we talked.
Not too much, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I'm watching the XFL game on YouTube.
Right, so it's basically just free.
Well, yeah, because on YouTube TV, I actually tried just now clicking on it, and it's blacked out for this area.
I'm not even on YouTube TV. It's someone
just YouTube
illegally.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's Booty Bay. No, wait, no, that's not it. I don't know who streams it. Not Booty.
Booty Bay streams sports, huh?
Booty Bay is a place in World of Warcraft. So,
you woke up in the middle of the night. You're like, Booty Bay!
Booty Bay! I have nightmares about Booty Bay, but that's for another day.
Well, that's part of our all-new network of gaming TV podcasts. We're going to have a network of gaming podcasts. We're going to have a podcast where we just show people the internet.
I'm really excited for that. Hey, have you guys heard about this fancy new tool called the internet? Yeah. You're probably on it right now, and you didn't even know.
We can start a show where all we do is we watch old Vine compilation videos on YouTube.
Oh my God, yes. And we react to them. I love that.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Vine.
What?
Actually, I've seen one. I saw the one that's like, look at all them chickens.
Oh, that's just adorable. My favorite.
It's funny. It brought the curmudgeon out in me.
My favorite Vine. Hi, this is a sports show. My favorite Vine is the guy who's like, in all female Ghostbusters cast, the feminists are taking over. And then the music starts and he's like, I'm an adult virgin.
Yeah, I've never seen it because once again, I've never been on the Vine.
I used Vine. It was fun.
Is that like TikTok, but for old people?
Well, it's the original TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, you're actually right. You're spot on. I think Vine kind of die because of Instagram. Instagram doing the same thing where you can do the videos and stuff.
Yeah, but I also think, what, didn't Twitter buy Vine, and then that was just like the downfall of it?
Well, that, and I think like Snapchat came out too.
Oh, Snapchat.
But the way you got to, like, do your edits and stuff is completely different on there, right?
Like, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was some production value on there, which is why now TikTok's working, because there's some production value there.
Oh, boy, but there's some really cringy videos.
I literally follow a guy on Instagram to watch the cringe videos that he finds.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife watches a few videos of people talking about cringe videos from TikTok. Also, she watches TikTok.
I
don't generational thing.
I don't know how to watch TikTok.
I don't get sucked in. I have a friend who will do it for like 45 minutes a day, and that's how long are the videos? 15 seconds?
Yeah.
45 minutes a day?
Yeah.
You do the math, but that's too many awful shitty videos.
Who's making these?
Kids. The reason why I'm so glad that they don't exist that it didn't exist. Here's what I know about myself from high school. I know that if TikTok would have existed when I was in high school, I would have made some really cringy TikToks. And I'm really grateful that never happened.
Well, TikTok exists now, and I wish you would make really cringy videos.
Oh, I can't now. I can't.
Good.
Follow your heart. Listen to your heart.
I think me and Sean are going to start a TikTok channel.
Well, I love the idea.
Is that what it's called? Is it a channel? Is it a page?
Is it a thread? There's an app.
Well, I know it's an app. I have the app. I just don't know what you call like your page.
I don't know that either. Do you guys want to talk more sports?
Or any sports? Are we even going to get around to it?
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about a fake sport, if you don't mind. If you will indulge me.
We always do. We indulge you regardless.
Literally every time I do it, so I love it. But I want to bring back a little bit that we had of last year when we were doing the show. Rondo Watch.
I don't recall you guys doing that.
It was like Panda Watch, but it was Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey.
It wasn't last year. We did it when I lived there. We used to do it at the end of every. 2 years ago. We used to do it at like the end of every Wednesday LC show.
That's right, Ronda Watch. Recently, Cain Velasquez was at the headquarters. I believe that's in Connecticut, at WWE headquarters. And while he was there, he took a selfie or had somebody take a picture of him and Ronda Rousey together. So for some reason, Ronda Rousey was at WWE headquarters. She didn't look pregnant. I don't know if she's had a kid. I knew that that was like a thing.
Doesn't seem like enough time for that to have been a thing.
Maybe she had an abortion or a miscarriage.
Maybe. From wrestling.
It was due to a goddamn power bomb.
It's a power bomb. She, I don't know. I don't know if it says anything, you know, if she wants to come back, if she wants to do anything. But WrestleMania is around the corner. I have read some stuff online that one of the main events was supposed to be Becky Lynch and this Shayna Baszler. And I think the WWE brass are having a hard time getting behind Shayna Baszler as a main event. Although I don't really know why. She is super scary. I don't know if you've seen her or not.
Who is she?
Have you seen Shayna Baszler?
No, I have not. Cause she didn't. Oh yeah, she came out during what is it called? It was the one that me and you were like texting the whole time during Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
I saw her during Royal Rumble.
She is terrifying.
Ew, yeah, she's a scary.
I hate her.
She's spooky.
So not to be rude, but she's not very good looking.
I thought it was The Undertaker for a second.
And I think she's really capitalizing on that in the WWE world.
Yeah. You don't have to be a model to be a WWE woman's superstar.
I mean, Shayna Baszler was a cage fighter. She used to do MMA. Was in the UFC for a stint.
Well, I think she was one of the, if I remember correctly, when Ronda first came to visit. You remember when Ronda, before she started wrestling, she was in the stands as a fan a few times.
Oh, well, she was on the Ultimate Fighter.
Right.
Okay. I'm looking at a picture right now.
So the reason why I bring that up is when Ronda came in as a fan and was like just there to watch shows, and they did have her like have little interactions with people, like kind of alluding to the fact that she was going to be on the show. Yeah. Her and three other UFC fighters they did like their four horsewoman thing.
Right.
And at the same time, that's when Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch and I can't remember a couple other ones, they were doing like this four horsewoman thing. And they had kind of alluded to like a four horsewoman versus four horsewoman type of deal.
Yeah.
But I think the two friends that are with Shayna Baszler, and I think they're in developmental right now too, I think they're still a little green, like they're not ready. Shayna Baszler is ready. She's been the NXT champion. I think she trains, you know, she trains as much as you need to train to do that job. So, I mean, we might see that four horsewoman thing in the future. Maybe that's what they're alluding at. Maybe, you know, maybe Ronda comes out of WrestleMania and helps Shayna Baszler win against Becky, you know, because Becky Lynch has been the champion for like the last year, since last WrestleMania. You know, maybe they screw over somehow, and you know, then that sets up the four horsewoman thing for like the next, you know, the next season, I guess. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could do with it, a lot of speculation. I think I just thought it was interesting to see Ronda Rousey there.
Yeah, so pretty interesting. As far as Shayna Baszler goes, is I actually remember she, so yeah, she wasn't the Ultimate Fighter, but she also made the UFC for two fights, and they kind of like fed her to the wolves because she wasn't great at the time, but they immediately gave her to Betch Kohea. Betch Kohea knocked her the fuck out and then got a fight with Ronda Rousey, and then she took some time off, and then she came back and got head kicked, knocked out by Amanda Nunes, who is the champ now. She's the 135 and 145 pound champion. So she actually had a pretty promising start to her career, and then I think it ultimately ended with four straight, her three knockouts and one submission. So she got her butt whooped in her like four big fights, and then she was probably like, I should probably go pursue a different career.
Well, and that's where I think even just having Ronda Rousey at WWE headquarters, it's like a way of keeping her, you know, one foot in, because she's got a ton of money. She doesn't need to do anything. But if she could keep a foot in, and, you know, every once in a while, if she, let's say she needs a couple million dollars.
Why not?
She comes out of her, whatever she's doing, her sabbatical. She wrestles a few matches, put some other talent over, which she's obviously not opposed to doing. She put over Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. Like, she's not opposed to doing that. She's not opposed to playing a heel or a face. I actually liked her a little more as a heel. It seemed a little more natural, although her social media game is trash. She is so bad. She needs to stay off there.
I've learned that most former or current MMA fighters, besides for obviously the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who will be retaining his belt tonight, Israel Adesanya, everyone else is pretty bad on Twitter. Like, if they're coming from like a true fighting background where what they like to do for fun is beat up other humans in real life, they're probably not the best wordsmith in the world.
No, I mean, that's why they're not wordsmiths, is because they answer questions with their fists and feet. Right. Also, is the stuff tonight worth talking about at the end of the show? Do you want to
get absolutely picks? It's the biggest fight of the year so far.
Okay, so we will do that.
Okay.
We will circle right around to that.
Oh, okay.
And maybe when you do that, you could do a share. I think it would be really nice is you should do a share screen on, you know, on the card. Try to find something that has the card.
Oh, I mean, everything has the card. I'll pop off for you guys, because I do think it's actually a pretty solid top-to-bottom main event card. Pay-per-view card, not just.
Let's make this a little more let's start trying to make the show a little more engaging for the watchers, though, and let's start using that share screen a little more. I already had one failed attempt, but I had one good one. I'm 1-1.
Yeah. For sure. You're I got nothing.
Do you smell burning toast?
Yeah, I'm dying. Is this UFC 248?
Damn, is it?
I'm asking. Yeah,
it's 248. It's 248. Adesanya Romero, which is an interesting fight because it's like Romero lost his last two, but he's an absolute monster of a man, like so, like God chiseled muscles on top of his muscles, and then killed himself because he was scared of what he created. It's just he doesn't make any sense. He's a Cuban, and his name actually translated to Soldier of God, which is his fighting nickname. And he, after one fight that he won a few years back, I think it was the one he knocked out Lyoto Machida, which is kind of how he, like, that was like coming out party. He basically was like, nice. Gay people shouldn't exist. And everyone was like, what the fuck did he just say? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he thought it was his mission from God to cure the gays. That didn't go over super well. Or maybe it did. I don't know who watches MMA. Could have went over great. It didn't seem like it went over well. But anyways, Israel Adesanya, who is the champ, who is the absolute man with all the Dragon Ball Z references that he does, he basically said he wants Romero anyways. He knows that Romero probably got gypped from his last two losses, and he probably won both of those. So he's saying, I know who the best challenger for me is. It's this dude. He's 42 already. Like, I'm probably not going to get another chance to fight him. So, like, cue him up. And I think it just shows that Adesanya is at a place in his career already where he's so likable and so dominant that if he wants to call out a guy, they're just going to say, yeah, we don't care if the guy you're calling out has two losses. If you want to fight him, you can. Like, we didn't even see that with Connor. I don't think Connor could have called out a dude with two losses in a row and gave it to him.
McGregor.
From McLeod. The next
Although I do believe we will be getting a McGregor fight announcement, though, in the next week or so. So that's
against who?
Who is that really dumb? Okay, hold on. I'll tell you. I know this, and I'm spacing, and I shouldn't be spacing.
Are we just going to talk about UFC now?
Let's just talk about it now. We're already there.
Will you pull up when you do your picks though? Will you please pull up a like some?
Yeah, we'll circle back to the picks later, but I'll just kind of give some lowdown for now. I don't know why I had to check that. Justin Gaethje. Justin Gaethje is probably who he's going to be fighting. I think some people thought maybe we'd somehow get like a Nate Diaz trilogy fight, but I think Justin Gaethje is basically saying, "Hey, if Conor wants to come back before getting a chance at Khabib, if Khabib wins his next, he's saying instead, like, you got to go through Justin Gaethje, and I think that's accurate. Unless Conor McGregor just wants to sit out for five more months and wait for Khabib to either win or lose his belt, because if he waits, he'll get that fight, but I don't think he wants to wait. I think he wants to get back out there and fight again and promote his whiskey, because I think that's ultimately what it comes down to.
I need to review that whiskey.
I was just going to tell you, it was really hard to get your hands on right when it came out. Like I know that like most of the liquor stores around here were constantly sold out from it. And I heard it wasn't very good, but it was just like the name and I don't know. He obviously did a good job marketing it. Cause if it's not very good and people are still buying it like crazy. But maybe it is good. And maybe people, you know how people are sometimes, they just don't want to like things that Conor McGregor makes, but they'll still go out and buy them. So, it's probably pretty easy to find now. You should go get it.
Well, I want to do that, and I also want to do Ryan Reynolds. Gin.
Aviation. I've had quite a bit of aviation in my life.
I'm on a gin thing right now.
It's no Hendrix.
I'm drinking Burnett.
A better way. I drink Hendrix exclusively.
Is it cheap? Not cheap.
Hendrix. No, it's like $32 a fifth.
You live the high life.
Right. Sometimes I don't know what to do with all the coin, so
I just buy expensive gin.
Yeah, today I was looking at $150 rings that had sailor emblems on them, just because I want the drip. I want a ring for every finger.
Here's the thing: is if you buy rings with little boats on them, you got to get us all one.
Mm. Yeah, but they're like $150 a piece, and I want at least 8 of them for myself.
Well.
You want an infinity gauntlet.
You buy 3
to start with
for all of us. Mm-hmm. And then you just buy one every month for 9 months.
And all the track suits that I own are not cheap. I'll say that. But no, I think you should try proper number 12. And I would like, if you try it, you should zoom me in and I'll join that.
Okay.
I'll buy a bottle as well.
We can do that.
Mm. And I think that's the move. But so I think it'll be Justin Gaethje versus Conor McGregor next, because I don't think Conor's going to want to wait. If he does wait, I hope Tony Ferguson beats Khabib, because I would rather see – I don't want to see Khabib versus Conor again. I think it goes the exact same way a second time. I think Khabib just holds him down and beats him up, which is what he does with everybody. I think Ferguson versus Conor on the feet would be the most exciting fight of probably the last few years, in my opinion, as far as how well it would do. I don't know if it's like truly the two best people in the world going after each other, but it'd be the most exciting.
I like McGregor.
You're a fan?
Yeah.
A lot of people like him.
It's only because he's Irish.
And that's why. That's why people like him. Because everyone in some way is Irish in some way.
I am also a little Irish, I would say. And I don't like him.
A smidgen. You're a smidgen.
A little bit. I'm more of a Scotsman myself.
What don't you like about him? Because it's the same thing that people like about him, right?
It is, yeah. I don't like he's a loud mouth. I also don't like some of the stuff about he does. Not even just on camera, just some of the stuff in his personal life. I think he's a bit of a domestic abuser, and I think he's gotten in trouble for stuff like that, if I do recall.
Well, yeah, or just getting caught punching that old dude.
That was hilarious. I don't even care.
But like, from what you can see in the video, because there's no audio, obviously, he punches the old dude because the old dude wouldn't have a drink with him. Like, he bought everyone that was sitting at the bar a drink, and then the old dude didn't want to have it with him. And he's like, basically, you don't want to have a drink with me, and then just punches him in the face.
Yeah. That's fair, I guess.
A little rational.
Sometimes
you get punched in the face.
I got headbutted for wearing a purple sweater at a burrito place once, so I get it. The dude called me a fag, and then he headbutted me because I was wearing a purple sweater. So
you actually have some firsthand UFC experience. So really, yeah, we should be coming to you.
I can take a headbutt if that's what you mean.
Oh, I couldn't. I would wilt. I instantly.
Zach, how much money would it take for you to get into the octagon with Conor McGregor?
Would it even be like, how fast do you think you'd get taken down?
Taken down? Conor McGregor would definitely not even try to take me down. He would just know he could knock me out easily. And out of all the people we've ever had this discussion with, that's the one I want, because I know he would be swift with it. Yeah. Like, I know I would barely feel it. It would be like lights out. Because, I mean, the dude is Conor McGregor for a reason. He has knockout one-punch power. That's his, like, signature, you know.
So here's my question. If I go into the ring with him,
I'd take an overhand right from Conor McGregor for, I don't know, like $9,000.
Okay, so if I